Hi, everyone, and welcome to the official Men of Revenge audio podcast. I'm Nick Wexler, and this is...
I'm Connor Paulo.
Yeah, he had to think about it. and today, we have a very special guest joining us, the lovely and talented, which is the same thing that everyone says when they intro a woman that they work with. I'll say it.
Way to be original.
Krista B. Allen. Everybody, Krista B. Allen, otherwise known as Charlotte Grayson. Thanks for joining us.
Do you know what the B stands for, Nick? You don't, do you?
Burgers, hamburgers.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Brittany.
Brittany, that's it.
Boom!
Pull that out of your ass.
Yeah, I knew that. Hey, watch your mouth.
I can't. It's impossible.
Anyways, back to my intro. We just tuned in for the season premiere of Revenge. We are back in the Hamptons. It's Memorial Day weekend. Got a lot going on.
Do we?
No, I just said that. It just says that on the thing. So let's talk about stuff. What's stuff that's happening? And what's stuff that we should talk about?
This was episode one.
Yeah.
And a lot happened here.
He just said that.
Yeah, so, but she's verifying. So she's good. Let's talk about what's new for this season, Victoria.
I mean, she's not dead.
Yeah.
She's not dead.
That's pretty major.
That's the big
she's
one.
She's alive and kicking.
That's the big one.
Don't go near her legs.
Also, another mama
is also alive. Yeah. We have two mom lives rather than two mom deaths.
Yeah.
Matricide is out this season on Revenge. And Charlotte is locked in rehab, which is sweet.
Locked up. Won't let me out.
Did you make that up? That's beautiful.
Who's back? The white-haired man is back.
Oh,
We give him a name this season.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, we name him. It's like finally naming a puppy.
His name is Blanco.
Blanco Hombre. Daniel is with Ashley.
That's how do you crazy. Feel about that? I didn't even notice that.
He's not even in the love triangle anymore. So it's not even a triangle.
Yeah,
it's
turned open-ended. Into like now some weird kind of trapezoid. Like a, it's just like, it looks
it's
like
kind
a,
of a dot. Yeah. It's like a pendulum.
Yeah, I'm not even getting words in because of what you're saying.
Amanda's here.
Amanda is here, and she's still pregnant, much to my, what's a word?
Happiness and joy.
Well, yeah, those are words, but those aren't the words. Yeah. But okay, well, so let's talk a little bit quick then about how we feel about this. Like, about these, how are you feeling about your mom being back?
Well, Charlotte's one of the first to know that Victoria's still alive, which is cool. She's in the know, but then it sort of spirals into a bunch of other drama, including, but not limited to, that's my legalese, including Conrad, her faux daddy, betraying her and keeping her locked up in rehab, which is just not nice.
No.
That's really not nice. That's like one of the least nice things
that anyone's ever done.
All right. Well, that's pretty.
Has anyone ever
locked me up in rehab?
Or locked you up anywhere?
That's not a story to be told.
That's very personal.
Yeah. I was in Guantanamo for a period.
Yeah.
Inquiring minds want to know, Nick.
It's not as bad as people think it is.
I think everybody's kind of.
Yeah, I think they're blown away out of proportion. Are you happy that Amanda is back?
That Amanda's back. I'm not. No. No, I mean, look, we talk about it. Like, I think it's in this first episode where your character says to mine,
dude.
He says that. That's true.
Yeah.
But then he follows that with a
sentence. Some other words, yeah.
which I will deliver unto you now. It's something like, I actually can't remember. It was the line about me not being in love with her, right? Isn't there a line about that? You're like, why don't you just tell her you're not
because
in love with
her. Now that she's gonna birth possibly your child, which we don't know about yet.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, she returns under very suspicious circumstances. Wow, come on, mouth, you got this. You guys just sit here while I pep talk my mouth. But yeah, like she returns, it's very suspicious, and yeah, so it calls into question the paternity, and so that's besides that. Like when she left, she kind of broke my heart.
Yeah,
and
I sent you into a funk
and left the door open for something to start with Emily. So that had already started. So when she returns, it's kind of like she's not exactly
and you don't
welcome.
You don't have any more dogs to die to bring you guys back together. You wasted it one
we,
shot.
We blew
you
it.
Had. Yeah,
we blew, it.
Blew all your chips.
Eminem was right. You cannot miss your chance.
Again,
to blow.
Always right.
Yeah.
Always right. Only one time Eminem was wrong. Okay.
We've got some questions here from Facebook. Let's turn to these now. From fans on Facebook, and thank you for keeping us on task, fans, because without you, we would ramble for another 5 minutes. Okay, so You know, so far all we've done is tell you things that you already saw happen.
Right. But I'm sure. But you might have not watched it.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. I guess we should put that at the top.
Gail wants to know how far in advance we see the scripts, but she only wants to know how far in advance you see the scripts. I think it's interesting that she asked that. They actually keep them from you a little bit longer, don't they?
You mean Abigail?
Gail W.
Oh, yes. Right.
Jack, how far in advance do you see the scripts? Do you have any input in the storyline of
just,
your character?
I'm wondering why.
Love you all and the show. But that was aimed to me. So I think she just means she loves all of me. Okay. How far in advance do I see the scripts? I usually get like a day and a half or 2 days before we start the next.
But today we got it today.
Yeah, today. Yeah,
we got it today. On we got the day. It today. Yeah.
And they start tomorrow, the next step. So, yeah, so it's a day to two usually in advance. And I probably could have because they're fairly collaborative in like, look, I'm not going to be able to have too much say in the storylines. Because a lot of it's been mapped out, but I think if I have some like character notes or whatever, they're usually very open to that, so I can have some influence on dialogue and maybe some of the action and stuff.
I think that we should answer Alfie O.C.'s question because she has the most question marks at the end of her question.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And she wants to know if ye would ever visit Ireland, and will Emily ever reveal her secret? I'm gonna go out of limb and guess that she's from Ireland.
Could be. Yeah.
I would love to visit Ireland.
I don't know. I think it's just that her middle name is O.
I think Porter is an Irish last name, so we should go looking for our roots.
We ought to do a revenge episode in Ireland.
In Ireland.
That would be, yeah. I'll use my influence.
Yeah.
Make this happen. Now, let's do one more question, and then let's wrap this thing up, guys. Sorry we are horrible at this, but we're learning, so get off our cases.
Olga K. wants to know, what character would you play if you could choose?
Krista.
With
please,
a smiley face.
Our guest that did not get to speak.
Is this another character on Revenge, she's asking?
Yeah.
I would choose to play perhaps Amanda, so I could wear that big pregnant belly. No, that doesn't look like fun at all. I don't know why I said that. But her character seems like fun.
Yeah, it does. It does. Well, that's okay. The same for me then, Connor.
I want to play Takeda because he gets to number one be Japanese and number two wear black quite a lot.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I switch it to that.
So don't miss a new episode of Revenge next week, which is going to be on Sunday, October 7th, also at 9 p.m.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Thanks for sending questions in and for even watching us do this to begin with.